işte bir mal.
Monitoring. Patrick, KN4, TFW.
Your day go?
Yep, it went very well. And yours?
But I am on the way to deliver some bad news to a customer.
Oh, man, his part didn't come in.
Waiting on his payments, and we get to take his tools.
I'm gonna be happy.
But it's not anybody's fault but their own.
Like that job.
My least favorite part of the job also. I'll agree with that.
Up a couple of batteries for a truck. And that, so I left 30 minutes early to come over here, grab some batteries. Now I'm real close to the house. I'm just over here on 101.
Battery specialist, I believe it is up that way.
Express or something, like you're heading out towards Blue Ridge?
Yeah, something like that, right up there on 101. I can't remember. There's a road right across from it, but I can't remember what it is now.
Nice this week.
I'm a regular over there.
They're selling a company truck and it ain't been cranked in about 5 years. They got it running and that, but the batteries are dead, so I'm picking up a couple of refurbished batteries.
They selling?
It's like a box truck. And that it used to be an Airborne Express box truck. It's got a turbo diesel in it. I don't know all the particulars about it, but I think it's got about 200,000 miles on it, but they said it runs good.
For a box truck?
A straight truck. It's like, about like a Penske truck.
An international or a Freightliner or something along those lines.
Yeah, probably is. I hadn't really went down there to look at it.
So I made a little progress with the insurance company today, I think. They called me asking for some more particulars on it so they can get a market value on it to total it.
Frame's probably warped all up and everything, and it'd be hard to get it fixed.
The box on the truck with no chassis damage was $106,000.
Ouch.
I think that's why they're dragging her feet, is because this is my insurance, and that lady didn't have enough, and neither did the lady driving the car. And they don't want to shell out this $130,000,
$150,000 they're getting ready to. Man, I bet when she hit it, I bet she come to a screeching stop.
Fun in a circle, she did.
Be heavy.
Heavy as you think. I was under the 26,000-pound GVW on it. HKX, did I lose you there, Ken?
I was navigating that light right there by the house, and I just pulled in subdivision, KN4 TFW. Here for a minute. To the house, and that. So I'm going to say 73, and I hope you have a good rest of your day, and your next little task goes well, and look forward to maybe catching you another morning, KN4 TFW.
You also, KN4 TSW. KO4, HKX clear.
4CES.
Drew, KO4, HKX. Good.
Good day.
Good. How about yourself?
Early today. My father-in-law passed, so I came home to watch the kids while the wife finished up stuff with her mom and everything. But other than that, I mean, it hasn't been bad. I've just been playing on the radio.
It's Ken. He just backed in the driveway.
I've just been doing some parks on the way here. I heard y'all, but then my telephone rang, so I was on the phone for a little bit.
That's your father-in-law there.
That? He's been in bad health. He's been going downhill for a while, so it wasn't a surprise, but still. I hate to see them go.
I'm dealing with that my mom right now. She's just a matter of time. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it won't be long.
I mean, there's nothing you can't really prepare for it, even though you know it's coming. You just, when it happens, and, you know.
Wife and I were talking about it yesterday afternoon. She lost her mom suddenly in a car accident about 4 years ago now. And then don't know which way is worse, all of a sudden, or just watching them slowly go away.
My wife's dealt with. She's kind of had to watch him probably over the last month. So I still got both my parents, so I don't know. I haven't been through it yet, and I ain't looking forward to it.
I have all mine for right now, but it's just a matter of time.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Andrew?
Station leader at BMW.
What all does that involve at BMW?
The floor manager. I've moved up from the assembly line all the way through, so I think I've been there 21 years now, so I've been a manager for about the last 3, maybe 4 years. I'm losing track now.
Getting to you already, huh?
First rough, so you can't do it forever. So it was, had to do either something different or, figure out which way I wanted to go. I ended up moving up into management.
With that?
I'm glad I got the job. The only thing I hate is you really can't leave work at home. You know, you can't leave it there. You gotta take it home with you as well a little bit.
One of the drawbacks to what I do too, I get text messages and phone calls all day and all night and all weekend.
My work phone goes off all the time. I just think, man, how nice would it be to go back to old desk phones and no emails and everything else.
Like living up in Brevard, as I know they're not driving up there to get something.
I don't get on Facebook. I don't do anything else just because I get so sick of being on stuff like that. Which, I mean, I still use my computer for parts on the air or stuff like that. But other than that, man, I just about avoid electronics except for my radio and stuff.
A nice break where you can actually carry on a conversation with somebody instead of just one-sided stuck in a screen.
Yeah, and constant dinging on my work phone. Man, it gets old.
So how did your parks on the air go?
Some stations here and there today. I hadn't done a whole lot. I ordered some stuff so I can go more mobile. I ended up ordering like a 40-watt solar panel and the battery thing and whatnot, just to try to set myself up a little more for going camping, like in the state parks, like at Kings Mountain or something.
Three backup systems you get, just out of curiosity.
I think it's BioNO, something like that. It's a weird name. I bought their 40-watt, and I already had a LiFePO, or whatever you want to call it, LiFePO. Which is lithium phosphate batteries. I mean, they work really good. This one I got is only a couple pounds, and it's 12 amp hours. So it lasts a decent amount of time. I just don't really utilize it a whole lot.
That went down. I had to buy a battery backup system for the trailer right now to run off of. And I bought one of the ECO Flow off of Amazon. And it's got 12 volt. It's got where you can plug 110 into it. You can charge it on solar or 110. It's a pretty neat little system.
And I don't know why, you know, I know with everything going on, I'm not really like a prepper or anything, but there is part of me that goes, you know, I want to be a little more prepared just in case the power goes out or something. So I've slowly started investing in that stuff.
Andrew, I'm going to have to hop out of here, so if you could, I'll holler at you in just a minute. KO4 HKX clear.
KO4 CEF standing by.
POT.
I'm KO4 CEF.
Cut out for a quick little errand real quick and heard you out there. Just want to say, hey, you at the house already?
Work early today. By the time I got in my first meeting, my wife called. My father-in-law passed away, so I just been home playing on the radio, just keeping the boys occupied.
Hate to hear that. We'll certainly keep you guys in our prayers. I know that's a tough one. Glad you're able to get out of work and just be home, be there to just kind of help out. But it's always good to play on the radio, keep yourself busy. What you been doing today, any HF stuff, or what you working on?
Doing some parts on the air. I think I've only done a couple, just two or three. Band's been kind of down today. I don't know if it's just me or just the bands in general, but like 20 seems to be picking up a little bit now.
Out there in the parks today?
Pretty good. First thing in the morning here on the East Coast, there's not a bunch, but once you start getting a little afternoon, you start seeing a lot. And, man, there's some people that do it on their way home. All right, I got to answer the phone. KO4CF.
BOT.
D for you.
KO4CF mobile. Or POT mobile.